It appears that there is a growing concern over drones and how they're being used, and this is reflected in the number of complaints made to the various regional police forces.
And what complaints are being made?
Well, we're getting examples of privacy concerns, concerns that drones may be used for criminal purposes, for example, checking people's property out to see whether they're at home for potential burglary use. We're getting examples of concerns of harassment, nuisance, and just general concerns about drones flying over people's property. They're just not happy about it.
And there's also a safety aspect here, isn't there? Because you aren't allowed to fly it in a public space.
There is. And interestingly, Hampshire, one of the complaints that's logged in the Hampshire police files is one from December of last year when a drone actually hit a member of the public and it caused them injury.
And do you, from your analysis of these figures, get the idea that police know how to handle this, or is it still early days for them?
I think it's early days for them. This is a new technology, and unfortunately with new technologies you need new forms of training. And of course in an era of cutbacks, the police, where are they going to spend their resources? Are they going to spend it on in this new field or elsewhere?
Where do you think this is going to go?
I have concerns that the public are not being adequately consulted, and the risk, and I think this is widely publicised, is that a serious incident will occur. For example, a drone flying into a manned aircraft and it brings it down. And the major concern in the commercial drone industry is that as a consequence of that, there could be draconian legislation which will impact upon this new nascent industry, which could badly affect an industry that's creating new jobs.